Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called, What Are the Risks of Rodents Chewing on Electrical Wiring in Seattle Buildings? You know what keeps me up at night? It's not the rain we're famous for. It's knowing that right now, thousands of Seattle buildings are facing a hidden threat that could spark disaster faster than you can say double shot espresso. I'm talking about rodents turning your electrical wiring into their personal dental floss. Let me paint you a picture. Seattle's rodent problem isn't just growing, it's booming like our tech industry. These little wire-chewing specialists are constantly on the hunt for warm spaces in our buildings, and here's the kicker, their teeth never stop growing. Think of them like tiny four-legged teenagers who need constant orthodontic work. But instead of braces, they're using your home's wiring as their chew toy. And get this, they actually think the insulation tastes sweet. Talk about expensive taste, right? Now, when these unwanted electricians get to work, they're creating a perfect storm. We're talking short circuits, power failures, and electrical fires that cost Seattle property owners over $5 million every year in damages. That's enough money to buy everyone in Pike Place Market a coffee every day for a year. So how do you know if you've got these DIY electricians in your walls? Watch for the warning signs. Flickering lights like a Seattle dance club. Burning smells that aren't your neighbor's attempt at cooking. Rodent droppings near outlets. And scratching sounds in walls that definitely aren't your house settling. Let me tell you about what happened last winter on Capitol Hill. A restaurant owner kept brushing off power fluctuations like they were just minor inconveniences. Fast forward a few months, and their walls literally became a four-alarm fire starter, thanks to our furry friend's handiwork. 3 months of closure later, they learned the hard way that denial isn't just a river in Egypt. Here's the bottom line, folks, and I can't stress this enough. Get your building inspected quarterly by a professional. It's like going to the dentist, except instead of protecting your teeth, you're protecting your entire building from becoming an unplanned light show. Seal those entry points like you're preparing for a zombie apocalypse, because prevention is always cheaper than crying over fried wiring. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.